Good morning. 00 hours. Partly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 52 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Partly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Partly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Partly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 50 degrees.
Oh, I am dragging out today. Amen to that. I don't know what it is. I was just hitting a snooze. Couldn't get out of bed. Sitting in my chair. Should have got up and got out on the road. I'm just like, oh. Oh, man. Hey, good morning. Another beautiful, beautiful day.
Good morning. I'm in the same boat. It's that extra hour of daylight we got. I think there was a double in there. You sounded a little robotic, and the double didn't have a chance. So if there was someone breaking in, go ahead.
Yeah, it's the old man of the group. I was just going to say, I was up at 7 up all night, ordered from Starbucks at 5 this morning. I've already got my coffees going. I already have my breakfast sandwich going. I'm dressed and ready to face the day.
I'm putzing with my clock in this car. I didn't spring it forward. So go ahead, Anthony. Hopefully when it comes back around to me, I'll be done putzing with this stupid clock. Good morning, Donald, as well. Go ahead, Anthony. Pass over to Dakota.
Good morning, everyone. I'll let it go over to Dakota, and I'll pick it up on the next go-round.
I think my truck does it on its own. I just realized that I didn't touch this, and it was. I think it's right. Yeah, it's right. I wonder if it's because it's connected to my Wi-Fi when it's in the driveway, so I wonder if that does it. I don't know. Too many features in a vehicle.
I noticed over the years, every car is different. Some of them, they do it automatically. Some of them, you got to do them manually. I know Fords back in the day had those issues, and I'm surprised they still have them with the technology we have today. But, yeah, I mean, my computers and stuff, they all change here, and I've only got 3 clocks in my apartment, my microwave, alarm, and 2 alarm clocks. Those I have to do manually. But, yeah, I'm surprised cars and their technology just don't simply do it now. Over to you, Sean, if you've got your clock figured out.
Yes, yes, I did. Well, I've got a Ford Escape, my work vehicle. It's an older version. It's, I don't know, I forget what year this thing is, 2016 or something. And it does not automatically set, but it wasn't too bad. And then I noticed my, I've got a brand new Escape, personally. Yesterday I noticed that one was off. And it says set clock by GPS, yes, no, and I put that on yes, and or reset clock to GPS, and it's still off an hour. Like, so you said that it's got a, it doesn't know daylight savings, just you tell it the offset from GMT, and it'll set to, just so it'll set to that. So you give it minutes, seconds, you know, exactly right by GPS, but it never gets the hour right because you gotta go in and reset that. I don't know, it's just, I can't believe in this day and age, you know, they can't automatically do that. If you know, since the car's got GPS anyhow. Well.
I ran into the same thing the other day. I had to change my car, and I bet if I got in my wife's car this morning, it's still not changed. But, yeah, it is interesting that you still have to do it in a car. You know, with the amount of connectivity that these cars have and the fact that you could just write a program to the date for the next 20 years and it automatically changes. But who am I? Just a knucklehead that hates daylight savings changes.
You're an end user, not an engineer. That's the difference. They don't think about these little things.
I bet if you drove to Chicago, the next overtime zone, it would probably change automatically, though. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. I don't know. That's just my 2 cents on it.
Well, it would have been right. I don't know about changing, but it would have been right. Because it was an hour ahead. No, it would have had to have been an hour back. It would have been off. Yeah. Yeah, no. The winter, if it didn't change, and he drove to Chicago, it'd be right. Right? I don't know. Anyhow. Yeah, what, this is a question. I don't know if I asked this yesterday. I never got a straight answer. Right, or it didn't register with me if I did. But are we in the offset time now? Are we the hour off of our standard? Is this daylight time or is this standard time? I never quite get that down pat. Anthony?
You know, Sean, I'm glad you asked this question because I wonder this often and I do not have the answer. And I could make a reckless guess, but I don't have one. So throw it over to Dakota, see if he knows. And if he doesn't, maybe Donald's at his apartment, maybe he can Google it for us.
I'm pretty sure daylight time right now because the standard time is the winter, right? So, like, this should be the normal time because we're not trying to save time. This is so stupid. We should be 24-hour time, and we should never have to change it.
Because of the time change, we are now officially listed as Eastern Daylight Savings Time instead of just simple Eastern Standard Time. That's what it says on the mobile weather map that I'm looking at.
Okay, so the summer months, the warmer months are daylight time. I thought it was the other way around because I thought the reason they did that is to get more light in the winter or something. I don't know. I forget. It was an energy thing. I also know that whatever I thought it was the other thing. It was something else. I always thought it was for to have more daylight in the morning or something, in the winter when it was dark. But maybe it's to have more light in the evening. But then that would be summer. No. Because it's later now than it was. So we would get dark earlier. I don't know. What was the point? Was it an energy thing?
E8WOJ.
Good morning. Hey, I think we've been told so many different tales about this is that, you hear that it's for the kids at the bus. Then you hear in the summer it's for the farmers. It's an energy thing. I don't know that anybody knows why we do this charade. I don't know.
Go ahead, WOJ.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. You guys always have the most interesting conversations. But I remember when the crap started, and we were told back then that it was for the kids riding buses and stuff and go walking to school in the morning so they didn't have to walk in the dark. I lived out in the kind of country, so it really didn't matter how much they changed the time. It was dark when they picked us up. And good morning to you all. I enjoy the heck out of listening to you guys. Go ahead, whoever's next. I kind of lost track.
Let's see if I got it.
I think it's me. Yeah, I think at this point it's nothing more than for the politicians that think this is important. I don't know what it stands for anymore. And it sounds like everyone's got a different reason of what they were told. So all I know is it's a pain in the ass. It serves no purpose, at least that I'm aware of. If there's anyone listening that knows of a legitimate reason to do this, please inform us.
W8RC Wi-Fi identification. I remember, I don't remember because I haven't walked the campus in quite a while. But I remember I used to go out at 5:45 in the morning and, sometime between now and May, and I'd be out walking at 5:45 in the morning and watch the sun come up over the complex across the street from me, being bright as day out. Now here it is 7:10, and the sun hasn't even come up yet, so I don't know. We'll see what it's like come mid-May. You would start walking and see if the sun's up over the buildings and so on and so forth. That'll be my barometer, and I'll keep it in mind. Sean, I think it's your turn.
Uh-huh. And when it comes back around to WOJ, get your name. As Donald just said, that's Donald. I'm Sean, and Dakota was before him. I'll be passing it to Anthony, but if you listen, you might already know that. But give us your name when it comes around. Well, I'll tell you, Anthony, I had always heard the bus thing. That was what I heard. And I heard the farmer thing at some point, and I heard the energy thing at some point, but the bus thing was always the one that stuck in my mind, and I think that's the one that when I actually read why we did it, like whenever it was, 72 or something like that, that it was done for, I think I was wrong. I'm not going to be so bold as to say which one it was, but I think it might have been energy. Because it was about that era where everybody was kind of like, suggesting you turn your lamps off and your porch lamps and all that stuff. I remember it was a big push, and a lot of stuff like that was going on. So I could see it being in the 70s energy related or something like that. But I've heard all three of those things you said, and I always, for some reason, thought it was the school buses and kids. But I think that's the one I was proven wrong on. All I know is we all agree. We hate it. Stop. Stop doing this. Anthony?
Yeah, it's pretty annoying. I saw, actually, the other day that the president was talking to the press and somebody was asking about it, if he was going to end it, and he said it was a 50-50. Some people like it, some people hate it, and I think if there's anything we know about this president, he does not tackle issues that are 50-50 split. He needs it to be a clear win for one side or the other, and I don't see this going away anytime soon, unfortunately. Over to, I think it was W-O-J or J-O-W. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Yeah, the old part. fellas, my name is Rick, R-I-C-K, but some people that know me think that there's a silent P at the front of that. go ahead, whoever's next.
All right, so just a quick Google search here. Does daylight saving cost more? Energy savings are minimal, 0.5% per household on average. An additional cost and lost productivity of $434 million. It's not good for your health, and it is bad for agriculture and livestock because it disrupts the natural rhythm. So, brilliant. Bravo, whoever did this.
To WOJ, this is Donald again. Welcome. I'm going to blame, even though it happened before he got in there, I'm just going to blame Al Gore, the inventor of the Internet and this whole thing about global warming. That's how I'm going to take it. Next, Sean.
Well, I don't know if he was even in politics at that time. Hard to say. But I know this was the 70s. I don't know anything about this. I feel it was in the 70s. And for some reason, 72 just rings up. I will be looking this up when I'm off the road, when I get to work. So I will have an answer probably when we're all snugly at work. Speaking of which, I got to find my coffee here this morning and get that going. I don't know if I'm going to get myself a breakfast sandwich or something. I could go either way. I'm 50-50. But, I didn't hear the POTUS say anything about that, so interesting. At least it's on the agenda. I'm shocked it's 50-50. I personally never met anybody that thinks it's a good idea. So, I mean, there must be somebody somewhere that thinks it is. And otherwise, we wouldn't be still doing it, I guess. Unless somebody's just afraid to change things. I don't know. Weird. Anthony, this is W8FU.
K8RU8. So I think Sean, the only people that like it, they like it for a short period of time in their lives, and that is mothers sending their kids to school. And then they get probably to a point about 12 years later that they hate it. So I agree with you. Nobody has ever been like, oh, this is the greatest thing ever. And to Dakota's point also, I've heard a ton of information over the last week or so about how bad it actually is for your health and how many people have heart attacks within like a week or 2 weeks of the time change because of how stressful it is on people. It's crazy. Over to you, Rip.
Yeah, I started high school in 68, I think it was, and we lived out between Lakeville and Leonard there. Yeah, it was kind of wild out there back then. But I spent 3 hours a day on the bus, an hour and a half in and an hour and a half back, 18 miles to Oxford. And I don't care, even after they changed it, we were still in the dark. So I never did see any good that it did.
Rick, good morning. You've got Dakota here. Same thing. I grew up in Romeo, Bruce Township, Leonard, and same thing. It didn't matter what time of year it was. I was getting on the bus in the dark because it was always
I was on that thing for a minimum of 45 minutes, depending on, snow and whatnot. So it didn't benefit us at all, maybe the city kids. But I think it should go away. I wish we had 24-hour time, and I wish we didn't have daylight saving. That's my opinion. Probably an unpopular one, but the AM-PM thing kind of... AM, PM, Fahrenheit, Imperial, that fun stuff.
Sounds like somebody's trying to key over Dakota there. You're not making it into the repeater. In Dakota, you came through okay. I just took a quick peek at the internet, and Sean was right. It was in the 70s, during the oil crisis or something, and make it permanent all year round is what he wanted to do, but it petered out after about a year and a half to 2 years. That's when they started alternating it around. But I also found something else very interesting. It says here at the top, daylight savings time has been around in practice before my father was even born in 21. They said this whole thing started back in 1918. That was the first recorded thing about it. And it was called the Standard Time Act back then. And then there's a whole dossier on it that you can read if you want to look it up on the internet. But I mean, I agree with Sean. It did start somewhere in the 70s that I remember, in 74, the year I graduated 50 years ago. And I don't remember much before that, but now digging deeper for it to say it started back even before my father was born, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, they would have been worried about energy in the 20s. So if they were doing it back then, it goes to the farm thing. So there's probably a little bit of truth. Maybe somebody, like you said, somebody wanted to do it year-round, and then somebody said, no, the children, they'll go to school in the dark if we do that or something. And then so they said, okay, we'll alternate it. That way it won't, in the darkest months, it won't affect them or something. And that's where you get the children angle, It's like it was an energy thing, but because the kids would go to the school in the dark, they alternated instead of just, or something. I'm wondering if that's why we're getting these mixed signals. And then where the farmers came in and all, maybe that goes back to the one in the 20s or something. I heard give them more daylight to do their work or something. I don't know. It's like... I will be researching it. And Dakota, 24-hour time would be cool. I don't think they're going to sell that one. It would be cool, why not? And, I used to have a joke when I was a younger man. I had a hard time getting up in the morning, and I'd often say, 5:05, that happens twice a day? Who knew? But, suffer with me. It was at that point I could say that for 6 or 7. Man, I was hard. I was a tough one to get up. But nowadays, not so much. Except for today. What the hell's going on today? All right, I'm going to be turning in here to the Starbucks to get my Java. So when it comes back around to me, if I don't answer, it's probably because I'm arguing with the barista. Nah, I'm just kidding. They're usually pretty friendly. They know me. So I will probably be back in here for the next go-around, but who knows. W8FU, Anthony. Well, did we lose Anthony? Well, we'll count him out this round. Go ahead, Rick, and pass it to Dakota.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a smart crack to come up with. He disappeared at the daylight savings time or something, or standard time or something. Couldn't come up with anything. And a little off topic here, Dakota, I heard the other afternoon you were you headed out for a little venison, so I was curious if you filled the freezer.
NADBF. Nope, no dice. I didn't see anything. I'm going out again this weekend, so should start picking up here. I got a couple different farms that I'm going to be hunting this spring and summer for
agriculture tags, trying to thin the herd for the crops, and there'll be plenty. Itching to get one because my freezer's about empty. I shot one deer this past season and I gave it away. Not really paying attention to my supply, so I got to stock back up. And this daylight saving time thing, I don't know, the 24-hour time and all that, it would be nice, but like Sean said, it's going to be a tough sell because no one knows how to read a 24-hour clock.
My daughter is a surgeon in the city that never sleeps in a major hospital facility about the size of probably U of M, if not bigger. They don't know what time is. They don't know what sleep is. Probably why I don't have any grandkids either from her. But the fact of the matter is, you know, you talk about a 24-hour clock in a 24-hour city, and you're a doctor or a surgeon, and like my daughter is, I don't even think she knows what time is. I'll ask her that question next time I talk to her, though. Do you have any concept of time with what you do in your work environment? Sean, you got your coffee?
Well, the line at Starbucks was so long, I said, screw this. I double bet at Tim Hortons, so it's Timmy's this morning. And, I'm sure she'd have to have a concept of time to make sure she's had her surgeries on time, so she'd have to have some concept, I sign me up, man. Just put us all on GMT. Don't even offset it. I get that would be a real pain, but you know, shortly you get used to it. This would just be, you know, noon. That would be weird, huh? I don't think they'd ever drop the time shift. There's things like the sun going down in the evening. That'd probably mess up our circadian rhythm more than anything. But 24-hour time would be groovy. I try to use it as often, but I find I slip into the AM, PM most of the time. All right, I don't normally go to Timmy's, so I got to read the menu and figure out what the hell I want here. W8FU, Anthony?
I am back, gentlemen, but just for one round, I got to run in and get some gas. 24-hour time would be amazing. So I don't know, but I don't think they'll ever do it. I don't think people's brains are big enough to make it happen. So over to you, Rick, if you're still around. And when I come back into the car, if you guys are still going, I'll hop back in. K-E-A-R-U-H.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking that for most people to deal with 24-hour time, we'd have to grow a couple more fingers and a couple more toes. I'm not sure who's next.
Hey, DBF. My watches are usually set to 24-hour time. I don't know why. My brain just works better that way. When I look at it, I go, okay, I know. I don't know. I don't know. It's a habit I've always had. My Apple Watch right now isn't. But I think that's because, I don't know, honestly. But, all right, I'm at the office. I'm a little late today. I got to get in here before I head out to a job. And maybe I'll catch you guys midday or on the way home. Everyone have a good day. I'll talk to you later. NADBS.
Have a good day, Dakota. Have a good week. I'll talk to you probably Monday next week because I'm leaving tonight for Sebring, Florida. I'll probably be getting on the shuttle or the Metro card out to Pontiac Airport by the time you guys get off. So take care. This whole 24-hour thing, I don't know either. It's just you got to have some kind of concept between day and night and times and stuff like that. And Sean brought up the point about my daughter, how she doesn't have a watch. How does she keep track of things? I know she always has like a scheduler with her. Like a planner book and stuff like that when surgeries are scheduled. And, of course, surgeries can get screwed up because of emergencies or something, and she has to drop everything and head to OR because a child or something is having a heart issue or a lung issue. But, So I don't know if she can do that. But next time I talk to her, I'm going to make a note of it and
I'm going to ask her how she keep concept of it. So that's about what I have to say on it for right about now. Let's see if Sean's found something to eat and drink for breakfast. Any decisions there, Mr. Sean?
Yeah, I am just pulling out of Tim Hortons with my biscuit sandwich. Decided to get a biscuit egg sandwich. And I'm going to try one of their cappuccinos. So, if I remember correctly, they're not terrible. They got a machine that makes them, but they're relatively close to the real deal. Close enough. So, oh joy. I told him to throw an extra shot of espresso in the thing. The old eye-opener. I get cappuccino because it's got the least amount of milk if they make it right. But sometimes they put a lot of milk product in it. And it's like, no, this is not a cappuccino, man. Cappuccino is just espresso with just a little tiny bit of foam. Or maybe just a dibble of milk, not much. Lattes that have all that damn milk. You get more milk than you get coffee product that I just sometimes they'll hand me. I'll ask for a cappuccino and they'll hand me this thing. It's heavy and I'm like, what the hell is this? But they do a pretty good job there. Just don't need all that milk product. Not that I got a problem with it. It's just calories and whatnot. Oh man, I'm old and cranky. Anthony.
I think he said he was back for one, and then he had something else he had to take care of.
Oh, that
Anthony.
Could be. That could be. Well, Dakota dropped out, right?
It's spaghetti day.
So,
you gotta come back.
I've got about a mile to go here, so I'm. I've just got a minute or two. I'll make one or two more go arounds, but if he pops back in, we'll let him jump in. But. Well, the sun is starting to peak a little bit in the east. You see the red starting to light up a little. So I'm guessing that's why I'm so tired, because it's dark now. I'd normally be sleeping. Circadian rhythm, right? That's what they call it. Or is that the bugs that make the noise? Oh no, those are cicadas. Is there any connection between circadian rhythm and cicadas? Who knows? Rick, go ahead, and I guess with Dakota out, it goes to Donald.
Yeah, the sun's coming. I don't know. I've always been geared now. I was always hunting and fishing, and I've always been geared for a half hour before sunrise and a half hour after sunset, the shooting hours. I don't know why it's kind of stuck with me ever since. And the biscuit sandwich was always my favorite at Timmy's, too.
I prefer muffins over biscuits. That's just a personal choice there.
Anthony, you got to come back. It's not Wednesday Prince Spaghetti Day. It's Tuesday. You got to come back.
I'm going to sign off, too, because I got to start figuring out what I'm going to do between now and the time I got to head to the airport. Make sure everything's all packed and ready to go and so on and so forth. So I'm going to bow out. Gentlemen, you all have a great day. I'm going to try to get a nap in before I go. Like I said, I was up all night. So everybody do take care. We'll see and hear from you guys next week. I'll be home Sunday, probably Sunday around noon, because the race ends at 10 o'clock Saturday night. And by the time I get home, it'll be early, early Sunday morning. So everybody take care. Have a great week. We'll catch you later. W8RCY, we're clear. Rick, welcome to the chat.
All right, Donald, catch you later. Travel safe and have fun. I've heard of Sebring. I just don't know the details of that particular race or what kind of cars it is and how long or any of that good stuff. But have fun. I am pulling in and parking, so this was my last. I guess we'll pass it over and see if Dakota's in for a final or so. He's got to be getting close, too. Rick, good meeting you this morning, and we'll catch you again next time. All right. This is my last W8FU. Anthony, if you're back.
Sean, if you're still listening, it's Donald. It's a 12-hour race from about 10 in the morning till 10 at night. They race production cars and exotic prototypes. So, yeah, and again, it's an endurance run, nonstop, down in Sebring at the old airfield there. And, yeah, there is some fun, but for me, it's all work. There's a lot of responsibility. All right, I'm out. Everybody take care. WDRCY.
Well, 7-3s, fellas, you have a good, safe day, and we'll catch you all down the road. KE8WOJ, and I'll be clear.
Did everybody go to work? KE8RUH.
Yep, except me, KE8WOJ.
I'm still here, too, but I don't have anything to do. I got to catch a flight in about 10 hours or so, 10, 11 hours from now. Yeah, everybody's pretty much at work now. Everybody's present and accounted for, except for Anthony. I think we lost Anthony at one point. But anyhow, WARCY, we'll be listening for a little while.
Hey, Rick. Hey, Donald. This is Anthony. Hey, Donald, where are you? I heard you saying to Sean the other day you're going somewhere, and I know I've caught whispers that you're involved in auto racing. Where are you headed?
Well, this will be my final year because I'm getting too old to do it. I've worked for IndyCar, and I've worked for IMSA, which is the sports car series. This weekend, there is a 12-hour endurance race in Sebring, Florida, at the old airstrip field, part airport, part racetrack. And, yeah, it's a 12-hour race. It starts at 10 o'clock, or 10:10 Saturday morning, ends at 10:10 Saturday night. But I already did a 24-hour this year down in Daytona, the Rolex 24 in Daytona. That was back in January. But, yeah, I've been officiating for quite a long time, and not to beat a dead horse and bring this all over again, I've done it for close to 30 years, and now it's just time for me to retire.
Very cool. Maybe in retirement you can start becoming a spectator and enjoy the race.
Well, when I go to Detroit this year, both the IndyCar series and the IMSA series, which I've officiated in both, with the endurance series and sports cars, I only do the endurance races the last couple of years because of my health, and that's all I'm doing this year, so I'm only doing 6 events. But they'll be here in Detroit, and I'll get to see everybody. I'll probably have my gear with me. If they're shorthanded, I'll be dumb enough to jump in and help. But they usually have enough people for that. But, yeah, spectator, I don't sit in the stands and watch the race. I just walk around the paddock in the pit area, see people I've known for years, some have retired. You know, it's like a big family reunion. My racing family is never had in the sense of a media family, Facebook family, which I'm about ready to leave Facebook at the end of this week, by the way, and so on and so forth. So, yeah, we're in a league of our own. It's a certain fraternity, sorority, because there are women now in the sport, and I'm not going to talk everybody's ear off about it, but that's pretty much it in a nutshell, and it's a passion that I've done for 30-some years, and it's going to come to the end at the September of this year.
I'm sure that will be bittersweet, but sounds like you've probably had some pretty cool experiences doing that.
Yes, there is a lot of cool things that I've seen, a lot of great memories, and unfortunately there's things I've seen I wish I never saw, accidents, tragedies, loss of life. But, yeah, I could write a book, but nobody does. I don't know if anybody that's been in an officiating role or has as many years as I have, and there's guys that are older than me now that retired long before I retired that could write a book. Yeah, I mean, I got the racing bug in 65 when Jim Clark won the Indy 500 in 1965, and it's been in my veins ever since. So that's it in a nutshell. You know, I could sit in the corner and, like I said, I could talk everybody's ear off for a whole evening, you know, tell stories, but some of the stuff you do just keep to yourself, and some things I will. That's about it, but it kept me out of trouble amongst everything else that I was doing in life, and job didn't pay much, but it sure had a lot of perks. W8RCY.
Very cool, very cool. Hey, I am making my final approach here, pulling into the parking lot at the office, so I'll catch up with you guys later. This is KE8RUH, and I will be clear if you guys want to make a final. Have a great day.
Okay, I'll get a final shameless plug-in. The race is live on Peacock from 10 a.m. Saturday morning till 10:30 that night, Saturday night. Live flag-to-flag coverage on Peacock. No other network will broadcast it. W8RCY, got the shameless plug-in. Everybody have a great day.
7-3, fellas, have a great day, and be careful on the track there. We don't need any other accidents. P8WOJ, and I'll be clear.
Good morning, 0800 hours. Mostly sunny. 47 degrees.
W-A-D-A-P. K-E-A-T-F-M from W-A-D-A-P.
Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 47 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 51 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
Callers out and maybe Phil will answer. And then there you are.
Yeah, he caught me on the road here. I'm almost home, but just running some errands.
Well, if you can hear me good, then your repeater's doing just fine. Because I'm on the West Bloomfield frequency in the bad side of my building.
Okay, are you in your car or are you on the base station?
I'm in my car, just going out to find some food.
Okay, sounds good. Well, so, those parts for my amplifier are supposed to arrive tomorrow. See you in
I put them in Thursday or Wednesday. I guess I'm going tomorrow night, so I'm not going to be able to work on it until Thursday, and hopefully it will work.
I was listening to your conversation yesterday, free bowling, as I was on the way over to my meeting over at WB. So you've got the, essentially it's like that chip is a transistor, whatever it is, at the final. And you're going to put that in and it's just going to work, right? And then if it does, then you don't need an amplifier. Is that the plan?
Right. And now, if it does fire up, I'll try to run it for a period of lengthy time, make sure it doesn't crap out. And if that works, then I'll know we're good.
All right, real good. So have fun down in Toledo. And I might go down there if I have nothing to do and get up early on Saturday morning.
If you get to Saturday, you'll have a long wait. Sunday.
Said I might get up early on Sunday morning and go down. I don't know. We'll see. Jan is going to be around, and unfortunately, Marty is in the hospital. So there's all kinds of scheduling considerations going on right now.
Oh, okay. How long is Jan in town for, and where's she going to be?
I'll let you know. I think she's staying and dog watching Krista's dog. So, I think she'll be here. I got to check. I know she's going to be coming over to my office Friday morning, so she'll be around then. I think she's coming in the 13th, like Thursday, and maybe staying through the weekend or something like that, but something in the ballpark.
All right, well, Debbie and I would love to maybe have lunch with her, so if she can squeeze it in, haven't seen her in quite a while.
Excellent. I'll let her know that, and I'm sure I'll be managing her social calendar, so I'll let her know. I suspect she would have time and love to see you guys, so I'll get you guys connected. I got to go. I'm destinated, so thank you for your perfect timing of being right there so I could demonstrate the fun of ham radio, and we'll talk to you soon. ABR and NSACAS.
All right, and I'm also just arriving at home. ABATR.
This is VA3KSF listening.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
Is that so? KFADA.
It is so. It is so so that I'm so sewing. Anywho, gotta go grab myself some lunch, trying to figure out what I want to do for lunch. And then gotta do some vendor taunting.
Your sewing is keeping us in stitches, Sean. ABFK.
Tell him you want multi-key.
Hello, Len. Yeah, I had that meeting about an hour ago.
the multi-key meeting. That drives me up the wall. I shouldn't have to tell anybody I need multi-key. Who doesn't know you need multi-key in this day and age? Dave, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it makes sense, so that you can keep both keys active at the same time, and then once everything's good, you can deactivate the other one. It makes sense to me. But anyways, I'm going to bow out because I got a call, and I'll hand it over to the other guy, KF8S.
Well, FS, this is FK, the fun kid in Madison Heights. Good morning to all. And I'm still trying to recover from your stitches there, Sean.
Well, we're sometimes silly, but I don't know that we're funny. Anyhow, good morning. I think it's, no, it's afternoon. Good afternoon. I usually am an hour past lunch by now. I'm all jacked up. So wait a minute, does that mess me up for my meeting? No, I still got plenty of time. Just out and about, which is nice on a nice day. What's new with you?
I'm working on contemplating putting out an NFED antenna, half-wave NFED. And I wanted to get it to for 75 meters, 3.8 megahertz frequency. And I'm just thinking about either counterpoise. I'd rather not use the coax is a counterpoise because all the coax is going down to the shack only about 30 foot down, and they go right in the middle of the house. That's not a good idea. What do you think?
I agree. You don't want to do that. It's never a good idea. So throw yourself some sort of counterpoise in there and keep it outside. But I mean, there's ways you can deal with that, but I've never found a way to effectively deal with that stuff. Once that stuff's come down your coax, you know, it's just going to be a real bear. So keep it out in the yard where you want it.
I'm just going to run the feed point just inside the attic and the roof up there, and I could run the counterpoise around the inside of the roof. What do you think?
Honestly, I don't know. I don't know if that is going to open you up to problems, or you're talking you said 80, so you're talking 60 foot or so of wire. Well, NFED half wave. I mean, what are you going to get? Whatever counterpoise you can get, you know, because if it's a half wave, you're talking, what, 120 foot? That's a lot of wire to get wrapped around up there.
I'm not talking about a dipole. I'm talking about just a counterpoise, which, according to my sources here, somewhere between 12 and 20 feet of wire is all you need for a counterpoise. You don't need a full half wavelength or anything like that. The wire is going outside the house and over to the back fence, and that should give me my 125 to 130 foot radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I recognize you were doing an NFED half wave, and then I switched gears and started thinking in terms of dipoles. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the caveats and repercussions of an NFED half wave counterpoise are. So I honestly don't. I don't have any answer there. Not much experience. I have a QSO King. That's the only NFED I've ever dealt with. Professor Don had one, and he swore by it. This was before I realized he swore by everything he had. And I tried that for a little while, and I know it said you had to have a counterpoise, and I don't recall what the rules were for an NFED. That's a non-resonant NFED, so it's a whole different kettle of fish. So, can't help you there. There may be other guys listening that have had experience with those. I'm assuming this is going to be a resonant. You said a NFED half-wave, so therefore it's resonant. So,
my understanding is they didn't need a ground plane for a halfway. Kind of got the effects of a dipole, kind of, sort of. So I don't know what the requirements are there at the FP point for a counterpoise. Maybe that's it, you know. Maybe just get it grounded to a spike. I just don't know. So I'm spending a lot of time babbling about something I know nothing about.
If it's you know more you think you know. But, you know, we're thinking alike here. It's a venture. My loop is working great, you know, but I just thought I'd have a plan B, an option, be able to see which one might work a little bit better at certain times. This loop is a little bit too low, a lot too low, really. It's only 30 feet off the ground for 75 meters. Yet it works, you know, all the neighboring states, and gets. And boy, if I try to get off the 75 meters and I go to 10, 15 meters, it really works well. It gets out all the bordering states, not Michigan. I'm talking about Texas and all over. So it's not that I need it. I'm just curious, I get an itch to do something. You like to do it, and it's a fun of planning it and preparing for it and see how it works and learn something, right? Thank you, Sean. AD8FK.
Well, absolutely. That's the key. Keep learning and keep playing. And, you know, the best part is if you've got a loop, a low loop, you know, many people, the best they can do is get a low loop, you know. So if you're trying, so it's, and then a lot of people do these NTETs, you know, that's a very popular antenna. So, you know, you're going to have them both, and you can, like you said, ABM and check them out. The only caveat would be if there's any interaction, that would necessarily transfer over. Somebody would see just one or the other. But you'll have then the knowledge, the working knowledge of you know, I tried both, and this is a low versus an NSAT, both compromised. My money's on the low, but I'm not a big fan of NSAT, but I'd be curious to see what the results are, so that'll be fun to see.
I will keep you informed. Yeah, I'm sure Don would add some comments about it, you think? My scan went away from me and I lost you there, so I don't know if you replied or not. AD8FK.
Phone.
Later, AD8FK.
Okay, Claire, yeah, let me, hold on, I got six frequencies here, hold on. So I guess I better sign here, W8FU. Already switched over to Warren, I was on that Mount Clemens, which fades very quickly as you head west. But, so last thing I heard you say before the phone rang was, I thought you said Don would have an opinion on it, what do you think, and I was on the call when I heard that, so I'm not 100% sure what the question was.
He was the one to bounce stuff like this off of, and he'd have something to... he liked trying different antennas, too. I think he had an NFET out there one time, or a vertical. That's right, he had a vertical up there, which is like an NFET in some ways. So anyway, I got a 49-to-1 down. I guess some guys use a 9-to-1. I'll try this 49-to-1 first and see how that works out. And I'm going to put that just inside the roof. I'm using a ridge vent. I'm pretty sure you know what a ridge vent is. And this wire will slide right under that ridge vent. I'll protect it with some tubing and hook it right up there underneath the eaves or underneath the ridge vent and run it down to the shack. And here's hoping. Back to you.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, why not use your eaves? Speaking of eaves, why not use those for your counterpoise?
The rain gutters?
Yeah, if they're metal and all connected.
Seems like you got a ready-made counterpoise right there.
Idea. I can take the take my counterpoise wire and just run it down to it. That might be a good idea. If you had time, you could pull us some better, even other good ideas. Anyway, let you go. I'll get back to measure my wire here. WHFU 88FK.
All right, Len, yeah, have fun with it. And like I said, I'll be curious to see how it works for you, especially when you do the AB. And see, like I said, if I was a betting man, I'd put my money on the loop, but the low loop, but you never know. I'm just not that well-versed with the NFIBs. But I understand they can perform just like a dipole, so I'm a big fan of the resonant dipole. All right, have fun. I am coming up here on my stop. I'm going to go into what's the name of this Italian joint? I forget the name of it, but it's Venomiglia's. I'm going into Venomiglia's here to get me a sub for lunch. W8FU. I was born a poor black child.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
Where are you?
Hi, I'm in my car. Actually, I'm at the corner of 11th Avenue in Woodward, and there's a traffic accident. There are two very broken up cars. That's not pretty.
Roger, heading to work, I'm guessing. So, I just walked in, I had a sandwich, and now I gotta prep for a meeting coming up here, but that's the rest of my evening, a virtual, that is.
No, I'm just leaving the office. I'm heading to a client appointment back in my neighborhood, and then TBD after that. I may be back out on the road after that. We'll see. Busy day. The dad's this morning going through mailing bills and get stuff paid and, go down the list, call the next IRA people and get that ball rolling, and follow up on stuff that showed up. So anyhow, but that was good. It was time well spent. And got my baseball schedules in at the office today, so if I can work on getting those out here in the next few weeks. Busy day. Good busy.
Well, that's nice. So how is Pop's doing? Is he Mars soldering on, I'm assuming?
He is doing remarkably well. At the beginning, he was doing remarkably unwell. He was worse than the rest of us expected. But he also had the hardest part to go through. But he's doing well. His spirits are up, and he's looking at pictures now and remembering happy memories and, getting reacquainted with a couple old friends he hasn't talked to in forever. So he's doing pretty well, and we're real, real happy about that.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you're right. He has the hardest part, and it just takes a little time, but everybody finds a way to move on. You got to move on. So that's good. He's in, last I heard, he's still in pretty good shape, so he's can keep himself busy with things. That's good. So, all right, well, good for you for being there to help out. I'm sure that's got to be
very handy. People find out the things they didn't do once their partner's gone.
Yeah, he's been able to, you know, go to the doctor and get himself taken care of, and that's been a huge help. And he's got a surgery that's been getting pushed off and pushed off and pushed off, and he's been bummed about that for a while, actually. And they actually moved that up a month, a couple days ago. So that's actually been the next few weeks. So that kind of put a spring in his step, too. He goes, what? I get to get my eyes fixed? So, yeah. So it's all good. And I was going to say that today is a good day for antenna work. Not to change the subject, but it's a really nice out, but it's windy. Yesterday was pleasant. Today is really breezy. All the flags are straight out.
Yeah, a little chillier, too, so it's not bad. It's still pretty nice. I just had a light hoodie on and a short-sleeve shirt underneath that, so not terrible. But it is cooling a bit. All right, anyhow, I just wanted to jump in and say yo and travel with you for a mile or two. And I'm going to start prepping for my meeting here. I got to go get myself. I'm going to probably get changed. No need sitting here in my work clothes. I know you remain in the work garb until the chance of somebody pulling you out in your banana hammock is minimized. I'm going for it. And even in a meeting, hey, they only got to see from the head up or the chest up.
Well, I hope you pick a banana-colored banana hammock. Speaking of which, there's a car in front of me here on Woodward. It's is this Breast Cancer Awareness Month or something? Because it's a black car and it has painted in pink, in pink spray paint, or, you know, when you graduate high school and you paint your car up and stuff. It says, I love boobies. I thought that's an interesting thing to proclaim on your car driving around in traffic. It says it on the back and the sides and the front. So maybe somebody just got cleared from their treatments or something. I hope it's that and not something else. But anyway, I had something else I said. Oh, again, to change the subject. I was on the freeway earlier and I saw a truck from Brown Campbell Company. Made me chuckle. I haven't seen a Brown Campbell Company truck in forever. Didn't know they were still out there. Anyway, all right, we'll go into your meeting. I got a little bit to go here to my stop and then talk somebody out of a land contract, actually. But that's a different matter. W8FU, K8BB.
Yep. So, just a... be safe, talk them out of a land contract. So, well, I'm sure you have good reasons for that. So, but I'm sure the car was the pink paint and I love boobies. No, it's got to be a breast cancer thing, whether it's, like you said, a survivor or an awareness month thing or something. I really don't know, when that is. But it is, isn't it, wasn't Women's Day just recently? And I think this is... Do they get the month marked? I don't know. That would be a place to put breast cancer awareness, right? You would think. I don't know. But that would be my guess. All right. I'm going to jump out. Be safe. Catch you a little later. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
KFAS Mobile in Washington Township.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 50 degrees.
NADBF.
KE8RUH.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 49 degrees.
W8RJD, monitoring mobile.
I didn't catch that call sign. This is W8RJD. Name is Ryan. Hey, you on your way home from work?
On the way. And stopped off at the kids' school for parent teacher conference, but done with that and on the way home now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my kids had that last week. But the nice thing is, my kids' school's doing the parent-teacher conferences by Zoom. So you basically, like, sign up for an appointment, and then you just do the parent-teacher conference online. So you don't have to, like, go to the school and, I don't know what grade your kids are in, but, you know, sit in the tiny chairs and all that.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe these ones in person, in the fall they kind of, like, everybody does a conference, and then in the spring it's kind of as needed, but it wasn't too bad, but quite the accident on 75 over by Stashabaugh Road southbound.
I'm glad I'm not out there. I completed my afternoon. A lawyer had some cases down at the courthouse in Pontiac, and then I just take 59 straight across, and then I stopped at Wingstop to get everybody some food. But yeah, those parent-teacher conferences, man, I always thought that, like, I always get in there, right, and they, you know, the teacher's sitting there at their desk, or, you know, maybe at one of the tables or something like that, and then they got, like, the parents sitting in the, you know, seats, and it's like, it's, you know, in the elementary school, you know, the chairs are all smaller. Like, is this some kind of power play, you know, you're sitting in the big chair, and I'm sitting down here in the little chair down, you know, naturally down below.
Yeah, I don't know. They've got flexible seating there, so they're kind of more like little rolling ottomans that we're sitting on, not the mini chairs.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So at least it's a nice day. At least I'm sure the kiddos got some outdoor recess today. So I almost don't even want to say it out loud since the weather's turned a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah, I took the ski rack off the car past weekend and finally took the Christmas lights down, so I think we're good for a while. Until it starts getting too hot and complaining about it being too hot.
Yep. Over the weekend, I actually made it out too. My first outdoor parks on the air. I mean, I did a lot of the parks on the air from my truck, but I did my first parks on the air actually sitting outside at a picnic table on Sunday over at Bald Mountain, the state recreation area over there. The roads were wet and
that little green shield road or whatever it is that you have to get to the park was, it was like a, it's all cratered up pretty good, but the bands were in good shape. Got all the way out to Italy, so that wasn't bad.
I think FD wants to talk to you. Was that Sean breaking in? I guess not. I haven't done a park snare yet. I prefer to sit on my butt in the nice chair.
Yeah, I don't know. I like using the excuse to get outside. I like kind of the excuse to you know, because I won't go to the park on my own, because I don't really, you know, there's nothing else I would normally do if I went to the park. So I kind of like the idea of bringing it out there. And, you know, like, this time, rather than, like, set up with, like, a telescopic antenna or anything like that, I threw a line up in a tree and did an end-fed halfway with a Pac-10, which was nice. It was a little pain to get it up in the tree. I kind of had to figure that out. But once I got that taken care of, the contacts rolled in. It's pretty good. Well, hey, I'm at my QTA, so I'll go one more, then I'm going to take off. W8RJD.
Hey, I guess that's the other issue I've got is I don't have to buy a new antenna. Mine's up in the air of the house. So. Say 7-3, it says AAB line.
You'd be surprised how if you have like a 3D printer or something, you'd be surprised how easy it is to make like your own, and cheap to make your own end-fed halfway. But yeah, hopefully I'll see you on here again. I gotta get going, get this food in the mouth. So we rate RJD, and I'll be clear, 7-3.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 47 degrees.
W8EAP. RCY, W-A-D-A-P, Donald, you out there?
Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 44 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 39 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 36 degrees.
Soviet FSI Mobile. Look here.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 32 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 33 degrees.